My mom told me when I graduated law school, I better be a real lawyer. I got a job in the internet. She told me that the internet was a fad and I was going to lose everything, make the biggest mistake of my life.
This is the playbook.
Just because somebody loves you, and trust me, you've heard about my mom enough already, you realize she loves me way too much. But just because someone loves you doesn't mean they give you good advice. Just because someone cares about you doesn't mean they give you good advice. Just because somebody works for you or you work for them doesn't mean they give you good advice. Seek knowledge from those who have the experience that you're looking for. Seek knowledge from those people that sit in the situation that you'd like to sit in yourself. It's the fastest way to get there is to be humble and ask for help. What happens is when we ask people who we love, respect, honor for help about something they don't know anything about, like asking a second grade teacher about the internet, we end up resenting them. And now we have put strain on the most important personal or business relationships that we have, all in good faith and with good intention. My mom told me when I graduated law school, I better be a real lawyer. I got a job in the internet. She told me that the internet was a fad and I was going to lose everything, make the biggest mistake of my life. Nobody loves me more than my mom, except for the omniscient, all-powerful, and all-knowing. No one loves me more than my mom. The difference is, unlike how she knew the stove would burn my hand, she has no idea about the internet. Which is why, within the context of this belief, we need to find advice, situational knowledge, people who sit in a situation that we want to be in and ask them for directions and utilize the faith that we have in order to get there. I didn't listen to anybody, which I think is a great lesson for entrepreneurs. I didn't listen to anybody when it came to me being a professional football player. Now, there's two sides to that lesson, because later on I learned I should treat all advice like a handful of sand. I should be grateful for people who give me advice, think about it, and if I don't like it, let it run right through my fingers like a grain of sand. And then when people give you a pearl, hang on to it. When it feels right to you, hang on to that pearl. But let the others, but be grateful for it.